Confirmed with Secretariat. Oh yeah, another one is from Venice again, in partnership with the MEC Khadebe, Michel Khadebe, and also the Councillor James Nguman from Etiopia. This one has to do with the Abu Dhabi, again also on the 23rd of August, 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. 30th, sorry. This is happening in Jeddah, in Hamadi. Oh yeah, okay. There is also an invitation for, they say, one person. I've had a discussion with Dr. Bokwana, you know, there is a lawyer in PE called Bokwana. I always confuse it to Bokwana. Dr. Bokwana, who is the chair of health. The health committee has been invited by the Tobacco Institute of Southern Africa, TISA, for a visit to UK. They call it the study tour. The date has not been set as yet, but they are looking for one person from our country. The information is there. Invitation to send one person from the committee on agriculture. They have also included a number of other committees in the law enforcement agency, trade as well. But the lead committee, if you like, agency here is the health committee. So they are looking for one person from each of those. They've got a whole research that they've done here. A little bit trade on tobacco in our country, they say, we estimated between 25 to 30%, accounting for something like 5 billion rand. So that's the difference, you know. I think that this information will share with the foundation. I don't know how, what formula we're going to call on that one. When it is going to be one billion. What is that? Oh yeah. Okay, we'll come back to that the formula. Then there is also, oh yeah, the minister has written for information. It's basically Agriculture Marketing Council, one of those commodities traps that they have. From time to time they have appointment, they have appointment. This one is from the Western Council, but I'm sure this is something that is going to be circulated to members. It has circulated already. You have the comment. It's a formality on the part of the ministry and the department on some of those programs. Western Trust. There is somebody from Northern Cape, a lady there was in seconded or other nominated, and the Orange of other, you know, trust. Yeah, the other matter, just for information, there was confusion earlier on about whether or not the caucus will fit tomorrow. It has been confirmed that the Iro caucus tomorrow. As a result, the proposal is that instead of starting at 2 with our session with the fisheries, an orange of matter related to fisheries will start at 9 in the morning. And then, if need be, we take good care of everything that talks to fishery. It's like we can take a whole day, that is for us, and provide lunch in that regard. So that is the proposal. Perhaps that's where budget starts.
Now, are you saying that that is what happened with the oversized wrist? And if you are saying that, then there is a problem. And that problem needs to be sorted out. Because although it's a concurrent function, national provides the budgets. And a province merely spends. So while constitutionally they report to NCOP, it is important, Chair, that there must be some form of synchronization. We are coming now to the last days of this parliament, but for the future, some systems need to be put in place. And I regret to say that it's a pity that on your visits you were shown all the bright sides, all the nice things, and that those things which need urgent intervention were not shown.
Okay.
That you people were in the town of Rates. Rates to Freda, where
can
all
we stop there and stop? Otherwise, we might be getting into another item which has to do with the oversight visit. So, the report has not come.
Yeah.
So, we'll deal with all of those issues at that time.
So, can I just conclude this here?
Mm-hmm.
You were told, I understand, that from Rates, that place is very far. Freda. It's an hour's drive.
We'll come to that.
Thank you.
Okay, members, ideally, matters, I didn't have to stop Mr. Abram. You leave, you know, your elder to conclude. We obviously talk about a need for us to communicate with the Communist Secretariat whenever that issue, so that we are able to fast-track a process where they are formalized for us to be able, if need be, to augment our own program. Whenever we go away on research, we are expected to make comments on proposed items for our program. That we do not do, and unfortunately, we always come here and raise issues here. It makes life a bit difficult, especially for planning, the very same plan that we're talking about. I'll allow Mr. Abram to conclude on all of the points. You know, with that background in mind, that if we can and if we are able to master the art of communicating with the Communist Secretariat, make our life easier, especially as we are to say, let's finalize our plans or programs. So that even matter related to logistics like venues, because we all know that venues are a scarce commodity in this department. So if we do not plan in good time, we shall always find ourselves wanting. I just appeal to members that we try our level best to forward those issues. Of course, there are issues that come in the interim, you know, as we do our work. For instance, the issue on the, you know, restaurant was stuck, you know, in the seawater sea and Southern Cape. It's something that happened just now. So that's an issue that we might have to bring, you know, and actually say to the department as they come tomorrow, if they can also, of course, that's a matter more for some, but the department equally has a responsibility because the seawater that affects the marine resource out there. And they must play a role. There's a statement that also has been issued to that effect. Basically, you know, suggesting that we need to find a situation where we're all together. SAMHSA, the law enforcement agencies, ourselves and environment coming together. Because it has become a norm that these vessels, you know, they get stuck in the filter, they spill some oil, and they get away with matter. And nothing happens, as I say, you know, to him. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I started to follow the advice that you gave that for any man that wants that, that phrase would be to set up a company. I did not follow that sentence.
Okay, thank you. Can't we follow that route, member, so that we deal with issues that are expected to deal with in the meeting, and the issues that we really feel quite passionate about, the committees who are with Hila and Dom. Mrs. Singh?
No, that's in order to, but there might be sometimes something that just came up. On a very short notice, as you just explained. So I just wanted to ask a question. You raised the communication that we received from the minister. Did we not get anything regarding the fact that we have now got a new DG in the department? Unfortunately, we have seen this again in the media and not from the minister.
No, we did not. To my point. I'm not going to. You all got it from the media.
Can I just say to you, to me it's a concern. I really think this is the call it portfolio. We said it in the past, we asked nicely in the past that, you know, there's nothing that we can do about it. But I really want to say that I feel disrespect to this committee. And I know that the minister has said it in the past that she does not like to come to this committee because we don't respect her position. But I also understand here that he doesn't respect our position. So, you know, it's not making this easier. I just want to say that.
Can't we raise the matter when we get together tomorrow? Members, I think we should, we have one item in the main on the program. We did attempt when we out there on our side to go through the minutes. Where is that? There is a proposal as a result of our discussions that we took that we There's a proposal on the format, you know, going forward, perhaps that we have to take a quick discussion on as we move forward with our minutes, so that we are adopting this format. Thank you.
I just briefly scanned through this document, but I think this is a better or this is the true reflection of the discussion. And I think this format could help in the future. I like this one.
Again, remember, the issue is raised in the light of the fact that you want to see anybody coming into the committee in future, being able to pick up this minute and be able to understand exactly what was happening here. So that's the background by and large. So that there is continuity, if you like. They are able, those that shall come after us, they are able to say, but there was this issue. How do we follow it up then? So that's in a nutshell the story behind the minutes as we see them. Again, we also took an approach for quite some time now that said, yes, we do go through the minutes, we do test whether or not full reflection and all the typos, but often to follow up. We've taken a view over the past few years that says all of those follow up, you know, in a typical meeting of an organization might wish to be belonging to, you know, has an item there that talks about matters arising. And how we've been tackling matters arising, it has been banned like through what we call outstanding issues. All of them being captured over the past few minutes to forward it to the department for the department to respond. That's generally how it has been done. I take that to be a manner in which we might be to do things continuing going forward. Is that fine? I want us just to confirm so that we don't put ourselves, typically, you know, minutes can walk you down for an hour, just one set of minutes of any particular day. The purpose also here it is to confirm and sign off and then come back to matter arising in the form of outstanding issues. We find that approach as well. Thank you. So I'm not sure when, which one did we deal with and which one, what did we do here? This is outstanding. Okay. So we shall start on the 23rd of April. We do form a quorum. I shall tell you that page 1 of that minute is fine. Can I just ask Is that yours?
No, I got it from the committee.
You know that KMG doesn't sign people.
No, we're not supposed to.
Okay.
Actually, before we discuss this one, the reason why we did not approve them last time was precisely because we were not happy with the layout I just wanted to check, are we going to approve them like this now, or are we going to refer them back to the layout from before, like the one that we see now? Because there were some things that we did not approve last time, specifically for the reason that we found that only the discussions were limited and not the response from the results.
Thank you.
we need to make a call. This is what we are agreeing upon now. I guess we did not have any format before. Yes, we did insist on others that we be able to capture the essence of both what the department responses were, or agencies responses were, and also the way forward, which is contrary. The call that we need to make is whether we have this minute in this format, all of them, including this one that were due. I think that that's contrary. Comment?
So I would propose that we look at the minutes exactly with that, we approve them, and in the minute of today's meeting, we just raise the concerns that we had, and that in future the minutes must reflect also the short responses by the department, so that we do reflection. And I need to ask the Secretariat now to go back and listen to all the tapes and write all those responses and thank you very much.
Any other view?
No, second the state proposal. And to adopt these minutes now as they are, and then make that recommendation for future.
We find with those. So, in that, it means therefore that we shall then have to go through this minutes in the manner in which they are as we speak. Is there any typos, is there any issues to be followed up? Those are to be vetted. The borderline there, that is very thin, shall be that of having to get the department or the entities to repeat what they shall have given. So that's the thin borderline that that's what to deal with. That should be fine. In other words, we'll have to list those issues as part of those upcoming items and then deal with them at the time. We find that. And so sure, that's the way that we are able to turn the corner on in relation to the quagmire we were at. Okay, fine. That could be it. And then let's go down now to page 1 of the minute of 23rd of April. And we find with page 1 everybody was there. And
I'm just checking if the spelling mistake or the mistake for the Agricultural Research Centre. So we discussed last time under the agenda it is consideration of the strategic plans budget of the agricultural resource, but it's supposed to be research council.
23rd of April. It says the Agricultural Research Council.
I'm working on the old one.
I found my old document. I'm looking on the old one.
There is
a new one. The
new one talks
about Alcatraz
Council. I was trying to check out
three. What is that?
I'm expecting three.
Oh. Can you then go to page 2? You are covered on that area. Page 3. say the issue raised about concern matters, these issues were responded to, for instance, on page 3.1, deliberations and concerns, regular committee. Committee questioned the status of the first plan of ARC that was submitted to Parliament, given the copies of members have in their positions have not been signed by the Minister. Other concerns were raised and so on and so forth. But again, the point is that was responded to, but it is not reflected here. Now, anybody who picks up this document, you know, in the next 4 years or 3 years, the department brought unsigned documents or such plan to Parliament Committee. And it remained there. Despite the fact that the Deputy Minister did respond and clarify the issue. So that's the point. Just make sight of one example on the issues related to. Okay, page 4. Again, on the unqualified veterinarian, that issue also left hanging, despite the fact that the response was given on that night. Page 6. Number for Dauphin. Minutes of the 30th of April. Page 1. Page 5. All of those issues, decisions going forward, shall be lifted and followed up on. Any mover? Mrs. Clark? Okay.
I move for adoption.
Thank you. I saw your hand in question. That's a question. Thank you very much. On the 11th of June, the committee met again on Tuesday. The time was 10 o'clock. You had those issues there, marine resources and
function. Which one?
Down here, it says from under 2, the Deputy Director General, Mr. Manyan, whose opening remarks informed the committee that he was standing in for Acting Director General, Mr. Stephen Tombela, who was on leave. Chair, I think we had to have the discussion last time, but I think we need to raise it also tomorrow and come back to my point about the new DG that was appointed. When we discussed this informally last week, I was informed that you told me that this Mr. Manyi was now the acting DG. We didn't even know that. Apparently he was acting for a month. It's just to the fact that I raised earlier, we are being taken as police here. I was under the impression, and here I said I didn't even know who I called now, and he said that the acting DG was on leave. So I assumed he was just based on saying in, but then later we were told that he was acting for a time. So, Chair, I really think we must clearly either write a letter to the minister or something, but no, we can't be taken lightly here. And at all. The DG is being replaced by someone else, we don't even know that. I don't know if we must write a letter to the minister and express our concerns and frustrations with this, but I don't think it's good enough.
Any comment? Mr.
Chairperson, it is absolutely important, as you said, that these minutes will become referral documents for any successive committee. That the truth be recorded. Now, if Mr. Manya, who informed us that he was standing in for the acting director general, so what was he on that particular day? Still the deputy director general, merely standing in for the acting director general. Is that the true situation? We don't know. From what Mr. Stein said, now that I wasn't aware of, I didn't know. We need to verify what was he on this particular day. Is he the deputy, or was he the deputy director general who merely stood in, as he was, as it is recorded here, for the acting director general? Or was he on that particular day already the acting director general? Just actual situation here.
You see the minute of the 14th of June.
Yeah.
It introduces him as the acting director general.
Alright. You mean Mr. Manya? Oh, you mean in terms of officials in attendance?
The point I'm trying to raise is that I guess the technicality here only applies in so far as us not having been taken on board. But in so far as minutes is concerned, it may be that on that 11th of June, we don't know, he was indeed standing in for Mr. Ndombe. We don't know. It may be that he was only effected on the 14th of June as acting director general. It may be. I don't know. But on the 11th, he was in there standing in for Mr. Ndombela, who was acting director general. Mr. Tona,
Okay.
No, I was just saying, Captain, it is stipulated on the 14th that it is stipulated in the minutes that he was acting for Mr. Mandela on the 14th. Specifically on the 14th, he was standing in for Mr. Mandela as an acting DG. Yeah, page one. On the 14th, it's officially a for Mr. Nobel.
I just remember I'm tempted that again the fact that Mr. Manya was not introduced to the committee as acting director general. We don't know until we asked him one committee meeting. As to when did he start, we don't know. To an extent, Commissioner Terrius himself might also have been a confused, like we were confused ourselves. So whether it started effectively on the 11th of June, we don't know. It is only the department that can clarify us on that one. But we still have an issue. The issue that says, in future, let us be taken serious and be taken on board when such major decisions that have an impact on our oversight work are concerned. I think that's the point that we're trying to make. Because here, if we were to go by this minute may not be able to give us a very succinct picture, because we were not informed. Only then that we shall be able to, because the following week again it's the Deputy Director General, and it goes on and on and on. So I don't think we should. I think the principle that we are using has talk to a need for us to be taken on board when that major decision is taken. Whether these are decisions that are going to be temporarily in place or not.
The chairperson, do we have an attendance register which was signed by these officials? So I think what we need to do, Chair, is what appeared on that attendance register. If the gentleman said what is on this matter in the minutes here now, then the officials, in compiling the minutes, did the correct thing. They took the attendance register, what appeared on it, they put into the minutes. And that was signed by the individual concerned. So, but what you have mentioned is still an issue. But for the purposes of the minutes, I think we should be guided by what the attendance register says.
Yes,
yes. Yes, when I'm compiling the minutes, I took the attendance register that was signed by officials from the department. I took each and every name from that and put it in the list.
And what
did
you say?
Yes.
So we must accept that. But that doesn't negate what we have said. We need to sort that out.
We were on the... Mama?
Yeah. I'm sorry now to take you back, because now that you are talking of the official minutes, my name on the 30th of April is not appearing now.
But you were present.
This is what I was ascertaining. You're going to correct it. Okay, thank you. As a person, what I would like to now, just to clear my mind, whilst I agree that the minister needs to take us seriously, well, I agree with that, but I would just like to clear my mind about our mandate. Where do we draw the line over administrative issues now with our interference? I just want to be clear on this one. Thank you.
Any response, sir? Mr. Ross?
You see, Chairperson, I don't have the Constitution here. But in terms of my understanding, you have Parliament which has to approve the budget of the departments. So, I don't know where to look for it, Chair. We will go to where they talk of the legislatures. We approve the budgets of various departments. Those departments are answerable to Parliament as to how they have executed their stress plan, guided and assisted by the budget. So we are not interfering in administrative issues. What we are asking here is that if there is a senior person appointed, that the committee should at least be informed that such and such an appointment has been made, so that we have it on record. We are not really delving into how the department in terms of the day-to-day administration of the department. Unless we hear that there is something grossly wrong and that is affecting the budget. For example, if a department has spent 100% of its budget and it has carried out 51% of its strategic objectives, and there's a problem, and you need to ask, how did you spend the money? We have the right to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Any further comment? Mr.
Sorry. Yeah, Chairperson, I think we have exhausted this issue by saying that to are going to raise it. I think the correct person raised it to minister is you, Chairperson, on our behalf. Particularly on the issue of the senior officials. Because I'm foreseeing a situation where I'm the DT and then the co-leave. Something has happened. Are they going to write a letter all the time to us instead of you being informed by the minister? I think that would be the culprit to do it.
Are we fine with that summary?
I'm fine with the summary.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dallet. Thanks for the Constitution. Can we then go through to... We were on the 11th of June. Page 1, we are sorted on page 2. Page 3. This was more of the fisheries matter. Functions and also the state of readiness of the department. Status of the marine vessels. Page 4. I guess these are the kinds of minutes that shall prepare us also for tomorrow. With all those details there. Page 5. Page 6.
Collected it is.
Minister of in pool, I guess. As a part of prison officials.
It's abbreviated, but it is correct.
It is correct, but it has to be in pool. Unless there at the end there would have been those acronyms. Acronym AFF standing for and so on. It is only us who would know. But again, for future, page 6, page 7.
But all these concerns or these summaries of petitions seem to be asked for, I'm speaking at Bullet 1, provide the committee with information on the location of experimental fishing sites in provinces. Did we all get it for tomorrow's meeting, Chair?
It was supposed to have been by the end of the week.
And can there be one meeting? Thank you. I take it we do not have those details. For instance, among others also, if there is any information about the meeting, we were also meant to have had a session jointly with the Transport Committee and deal with matters related to marine transport. Some of those belong to us and some of those belong to the department. Detailed information on the condition of the fishing vessels since 1994, before they were transferred to the department. Say, can we lift all these issues as soon as we are able to send them through to the department for as part of our session? Are you fine with that, members? Okay. Those that belong to the department. Okay. Any mover for the adoption? It then also, therefore also means that we need to plan our own, what are areas that belong to us here. A joint session with the environment, joint session with transport department, and there is ongoing meetings or work with the law enforcement agencies. Yeah. Okay, can we then get a mover for the 11th of June meeting? there on page 1 or 14th of June. Can you move up for adoption? Nata and that red meat has since been postponed or rescheduled for the 23rd of August.
In KZN. There was a report by the OIE
on how South Africa is supposed to deal with foot and mouth outbreaks, so that we can get our foot and mouth free status back. We missed the opportunity already this year. Apparently our new application must go in October this year. No one in the industry has seen that report for the OIE. I've asked parliamentary questions to the minister with regard to that. I've done a fire application subsequently to that. And the minister's response was that she can't give me the document because the OIE has sent her letter to say that the status was not case-free, and I attached a report to that to detail it. And apparently, in the response from the minister, they never got the report from the OIE since the beginning of this year. But yeah, I'm really concerned that the department then would not have received the report to tell them what they were doing wrong and what they must fix if we need to apply again by October this year.
On page 5, Dr. Maja, the OIE report stated that veterinary services of South Africa, which are generally still on a very high standard, are at crossroads between bright future of a rapid decline. In other words, the report is there.
There are two reports that I wanted us to get hold of. The one is the OIE report on the foot and mouth status, and the second one is this one that Dr. Maja mentioned here, is the OIE report on the general status of the veterinary services in South Africa, and they came out of South Africa last year to come do a report. We were told at that stage that this report will be made available. It was not made available to anyone. And I just think, Chair, that the fact that we are currently struggling with the ostrich industry, with the meat industry, with everyone.
Let's do the point so that we can assist each other. The point is very straightforward. We went on an oversized visit to northern parts of Cape Town. And then we even went as far as that red line area. And we impressed upon the department to come before us about a report from the OIE as far as our state of affairs as a country, insofar as the FMD is concerned. There were trials that were to be conducted, I think some 2 months or so after that visit. And then beginning of last year, and then we were meant to have had a briefing after those trials were to have been conducted by OIE. That's what Ms. Dale is referring to. And I subsequently spoke with I'm just reading another part of this minute. Committee noted that the report on Mpumalanga Veterinary Services that Doug referred to was not attached in the report, as well as a copy of the outcome of the discussions with the OIE as a copy of the report on why others that did not receive FMD free state as a vaccination program for consideration for the committee as soon as possible. So this is something that is minuted. All what I would imagine we need to do is to program our schedule our program several times so that we include a grouping by button on the foot and mouth disease status. There are two issues. Much as this report and also our status as a foot and mouth disease country. These are very sensitive areas. So they also border very much
on our ability to be able to continue exporting. And by and large, these things are not hidden. They have to be exposed in one or another. To understand that we also get a briefing on that, it becomes critical. One, for us as a committee, and then of course also for the industry itself. I'm not sure what the situation is like with the industry in terms of, because I would imagine the industry is supposed to be briefed by the department from downstream on matters of this nature, because they directly affect the industry. So that's generally how I would want us to deal with it, that we find an opportunity before we rise, that we find the department to come before us and take us into confidence on these issues. Where are we? In the oversight visit that we took in Free State, where we went to one of the programs on the REM, there they mentioned, among others, that they are not able to export, for instance, to Australia and also to China. And again, the issue being this very method that we're dealing with, foot and mouth disease. For now, they are only exporting to Brazil. They would really wish to go beyond Brazil. They have markets in Australia, they have markets in China. But because of the situation, the situation is such that they are not able to export to these other countries. I saw your hand, Ms. Parker.
It was for the adoption of the minutes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor.
Can we, in principle, agree that we'll have to look at the program and discuss it tonight? Otherwise, we go ahead without having to take a long discussion on this issue. Yeah. Fine. We had actually gone as far as 86, and this minute was the 18th of June. Can we then get a move?
I already moved.
Mrs. Padiso has moved, any seconder? Mrs. Chain has seconded. On the 19th of June, the committee again met. The year was 2013. Third page. Any comments?
Yes.
There we had the South Coast and forestry issues that we were dealing with the forestry sector.
And there was an appeal for one of the five.
Okay. You know. Page 1, we've done page 2. Page 3. South Coast has been coming back to us, to the Forestry Charter Council, especially on matters related to the rentals and also the 10% communal ownership. Can make a note of that. Huh? The proposed change of program. Our committee for the tourists is quite proactive. Page 3, we find. Page 4. Page 5. Any movement? The same cylinder from further. Any
21st of June. Again, the year is 2013. We did, by way of an example, we did go through such, by way of an example, that's the loose that we were all impressed with, 100%.
Thank you.
last minute is for the 30th of July. Oh yes. So can we then move for the minutes of the 21st for adoption?
You
raised an issue, I thank you, on the research, and the brief of the research, and the issue kept on being postponed from time to time. And I can safely say that issue was raised as a result of, you know, what transpired in the media. And you wanted a discussion on that in the committee. The project.
Thank you, Kiris. I raised the issue because subsequent to the issue that was then raised in the media, we have not received any research documents from our researcher. And I'm concerned that we are not utilizing a person that sits in our committee that's supposed to give us assistance. I don't know whether there were decisions taken that we that no reports must be sent to us. We don't know. All that I know is that we stopped receiving documents on fishing or research documents. So I think if there was a decision taken at another level that our researcher can't send us documents, we need to know about it. We also need to know if there's a disciplinary process that's going to happen or what is the process. But all that I know is that we stopped receiving any reports. So I need to know what was the reason for that. And will it continue like this forever while we are actually sitting with a person that's doing nothing, in my mind. I don't know what he's doing currently, Chair, so I think we need to get clarity on that.
Is that what he wants to respond? Nobody.
I just want to ask if the person is getting any report.
No, there's nobody who has stopped anybody from publishing any report.
Yes, Mr. Chair, then why are we not getting any reports? If nobody was stopped.
We do the report.
No,
we don't. Well, after we get a report and fish paper, not a report. You want to respond to that?
Good evening, members. Briefs are available, but the last brief that was sent to the committee was prior to the sitting in April. I think it was in that second week of April, when the department was coming to brief the committee on its breast plan. And,
I heard the honorable member talking about the disciplinary measure. Mm-hmm. What is it coming from?
Thank you. We must also check through calendar. The briefings come with what is on the program, according to me. We are supposed to have documents for tomorrow, not every week, to my understanding. Only when we are going to discuss the fisheries. So do we have a document for tomorrow? Because I didn't receive anything on my table as we speak.
The research says there are available copies. But what stopped the researcher to send those to the chairperson?
I'm saying last time there was any proof was in April. After that, there is no proof that has come through.
Okay. This is the story. Following whatever happened in April, there were lots of communications between the research unit and the office of the chairperson on the process in which information is supposed to be disseminated to the committee. And what was communicated to me and to my manager, my senior, the senior researcher, Ms. Dr. Khan, was that information is supposed to go through the chairperson, and the chairperson can then be the one who authorized that the information be communicated to the rest of the committee. And that was slightly different to what, when I joined this committee, I found happening. Information was generally disseminated to all members at once. The reason for that being that the additional layer of communicating the message to either the chairperson or the secretariat was that sometimes it gets delayed and there are no feedbacks. So briefs end up taking longer or no longer reach members in the committees. So that was the basis of that. So members are not receiving briefs. It's not in my doing. Yeah.
There's a specific question. Are there briefs?
Briefs are there. Briefs get sent before meetings, and they get sent through that channel that I mentioned, that they have to be communicated to the chairperson.
What I'm asking is, have you got any briefs that have been sent to for the meeting of tomorrow, if we were to be direct on this one?
This is going to be sent this afternoon.
Okay. That's the short and long of it. Yes, Chairman.
On the 11th of June, when we had the meeting about the fisheries and everything, we also didn't receive a brief. Do you understand that as well? So can we get that brief as well then?
Okay. Are we fine now with all the issues related to the research?
Can I just ask?
If you would also respond to the issue about the disciplinary that has been raised by Ms.
Okay. Let's start with the disciplinary. I don't know disciplinary. I asked the question. I don't know. That's why I said I don't know if maybe the researcher was supposed to go through a disciplinary process or what happened or why did the beat stop. That was just something that came out of my ignorance of asking the process. Because I just assumed maybe there's a process going on that we are not aware of. That is the reason why the brief stopped, because we receive briefs very regularly before every meeting. And I know that the last one that we received was on that third day when the media came to our portfolio to find out what's going on. That was the last brief regarding fisheries that we received. So I just asked the question here that we need to know what's going on. Now, just a second for clarity, I still need to find out now, what is the process? Will the brief from now on still be sent via the channel to the chairperson's office and then from the chairperson to us? So if we don't get anything, we know we need to ask the chairperson specifically. And if the chair doesn't receive anything, it's his responsibility to make sure. So we need to get clarity on that, Chair.
I think the message is very clear. The brief, in fact, let me just ask you from behind. I think the issues are very straightforward. The work of a researcher is expected to be independent but apolitical. The background to what we are dealing with here, we all know. The researcher in question here, Mr. Gininza, states in his research that the department is in the wrong hands. The serious political statement. You do not make a statement of that nature as a researcher. You understand? You all know. Right? So that's the reason why we then have to take a decision that says, before the brief goes out to other members, yes, he has his own people within the department that or unit that he works with who have to proofread and edit and whatnot and whatnot. You know, one time he sent me a brief at 7:20 in the morning. At 7:10, I finished reading that brief and then I replied back to him that he, on a statement that he made that says, it takes long
before we get back any feedback. You can understand what I'm talking. It was 10 to 7 in the morning. I was on a bus. And then I replied because the message came, the email came to my phone. And then I replied back. So that's the modus operandi that we're making use of now. The brief comes through to me. And then I look at it as to whether there are no political statements underlined. There are no political statements before it goes out. That's the simple message that has since come at the time, since then.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just want to get guidance on this. If the researcher does research work, obviously he must give, he must tell us what his conclusion is. And if his conclusion is that the thing is in the wrong hands, then he must say that to us. How is that political decision? I mean, that's a conclusion of research work.
Never.
That's what you said.
Never. It is a political statement.
It is something
and
that we can discuss, but I mean, no, it's not something that...
He must be skeptical about the content of what is in the report of a department or an entity.
But it seems like what I'm saying, he can't criticize anything that is wrong in that report, because that would be political.
It is political. Everybody is wrong.
He's a researcher, he comes to a conclusion, that's what research is.
No way.
It's not for politics, but you come to a conclusion.
It is for us, yes.
It's for information for us.
Exactly. It is for us, yes. To make those comments.
Yes, no, it is okay. The meeting is out now.
That's the point, and it is a straightforward point that says, in a political environment, you have a technical team that does work. She's doing her work. Technical support. She's doing her work, the technical support. She's doing his work, she's expected to do her work. The technical support, it ends there. It cannot be political work. Political work is for us here.
I agree. And that's the issue that if somebody has an opinion on somebody, it doesn't mean it's political.
If something is wrong
in a report and somebody points it out, it doesn't mean it's political.
It is.
No, of course not. It's an opinion from somebody. It can't be political.
A political opinion.
But then we don't need researchers because then we can get our own research done. Because the committee working like this, if I get a report and I want somebody to look at this report, he must point out to me what is wrong with this report. Obviously he must point it out, otherwise we are being restrained. And the researcher does the research, and he goes and he checks if the facts are all correct, and if they're not correct, he tells us they are not correct. It can never be political.
The issue here is that, and it is simple, research work has been done for quite some time, until that political statement was made. There has been an issue. She has been doing research work for quite some time. He has been doing some work, research work, for quite some time, until that political statement was made.
It's because he's upset someone.
No,
no,
Jefferson, it remains your opinion. Mr. Clay?
No, Jefferson, I was going to say that my understanding is that researchers are giving us technical support, and they are not politicians. It is our duty as politicians to say those statements, not researchers.
But, the Jefferson, I sure to ask, let us assume that there is a particular issue and a member of the committee would like to have some research done or some advice from a research team. Does that mean that that official that is assigned to the research section of Parliament, the member of Parliament, that member would not be entitled to go directly and request such a research? Because, you see, the other committee where I served, I asked the particular official, man, I'd like to know about this particular aspect. Could you look into it and give me a little brief on it? And he comes. Is that possible still?
That's been support. And that work, if it is to be circulated to a committee where it is public, it then has to be looked at whether there are no political statements. It remains a technical support. That's it. Any one of us makes use of our search. But for long as it does not come here, if it has been distributed here, then it is public information. I think we discussed this for the last time now. It has been coming, I think it has been settled. Mr. Pandana?
Yes, I must just inform you that I asked for such research to be done and I was told I could not get it, I have to get your permission first. So it, what Mr. Abraham is saying is indeed the fact.
What is the issue?
The issue that is, you said now, is not necessary to ask your permission for somebody to do a research for me. But I asked for some research work to be done and then they told me I must first get your permission. So then I went somewhere else to find it.
I thought it was.
No, I'm not lost it because if you, but you have said now, you have, yes, you have made the, that I don't need your permission to ask for anything.
No. It's very simple and straightforward. If it is to come here, it is public information.
Yeah.
Right? Then we have to look at it. But members are free to call and make use of any technical support service. Right? As you are to be doing your own work, either preparing your own speech or preparing to come to a committee and all of those kinds of things. Right? Precisely because they are having information with themselves. Right? So I think this matter is not settled for one. Okay. You wanted to say something else to say before we close? You forgotten? Okay. No, you are a human being. You come back.
But we also
let's quickly go through it and then make a few comments and then. We are on Wednesday the 14th, tomorrow we're meeting at 9 instead of 14 and a half. The venue there,
4:35.
Yeah, tomorrow the 15th. Yeah. Tomorrow is Thursday the 15th.
Yeah.
The copies that shall be sent through, they have been received, copies, so they shall be circulated by the Common Secretariat. Apologies that they are coming late. In fact, as soon as we are out of here, the copies shall be distributed to members in preparation for tomorrow's session. And then on next week, on the 20th, we are having the then the 21st is the Women's Parliament, 23rd is, let's say we finish on the 23rd for this short period, and then it is that the contingent period to put on that day. Amat also mentioned just as we move that the credit hall that was proposed, it has been agreed upon. He is still with the speaker. The House Chair has okayed it. To an extent, they came back looking for alternative days. We are working on that week of the end of September. for Bastan Po.
End of August or end of September?
September. That's the contingent period that we're looking at. That's the draft program. If anything, members have
Yes, Mr. Chair, Def is coming tomorrow to talk about the readiness of the patrol vessels and of the state and towards the fish rights allocation. But you raised this morning a very important point, and that is that these patrol vessels are also responsible for containing oil spills. And they are now here, and they are not in Leisner where they need to contain these oil spills. So maybe they can tell us how we are going to deal with that issue as well. They must put it in their presentation if it's possible. I mean, those ships are shared by different departments. Some are Department of Environmental Affairs. They all have interest on these ships. And those oil slick break up and fighting capability are on those ships. That are now stood in the harbor. And that ship is lying there, and it's a disaster that is happening, and they are not there. Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. Jefferson, on this oversight visit that was done, when will a report be available? Secondly, with regard to the briefing tomorrow, you have requested that, if I understood you correctly, the various issues concerning these patrol vessels and what have you. Now, we have the minutes. But do we have any feedback up to now from the department? If we haven't yet, can the Secretariat, through you, on all the issues that were raised at the last meeting, I can't remember that, right now we've just adopted those minutes, whether we had any feedback. If we haven't, whether the committee should not consider requesting the Secretariat to send them an urgent email as soon as they leave here, referring them to that particular meeting and requesting that whatever information is available be made available to us by this afternoon later so that we can look at it tonight. Chairperson, the other issue that I wanted to talk about...
I think we did take that decision.
Did you take that decision?
Yeah.
Did you take the decision that we
did take the decision here that those issues be forwarded to the department so that we come here tomorrow.
Sorry, Chairperson, there was something else here. This is in September, but this land bank briefing here on support that is given to distressed farmers and the newly developed wholesale financing facility model. Now, I noticed that in the course of the last 48 hours, the land bank has presented their annual financials. And the Ministry of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform was present, and there's also quite a bit of comments from there. Now, Chairperson, you see, this body, the land bank, which was in distress around about 2007-2008, it has brought about a complete turnaround. What is important, Chair, is not only to talk to them or to listen to them about their support that is given to distressed farmers, it is important, but in addition to that, they have apparently quite a number of other programs of which we are not aware, and it is serving the agricultural sector. We need to at least know. I'm personally clear in my mind, heaven helps us if the land bank's control comes back to agriculture. Because that's where it went wrong. So we also need to know, Chair, that what went wrong in 2007, and when it was then the responsibility or the reporting lines of the land bank were then passed on to the Treasury, Department of Finance, we need to find out what exactly happened to the wrongdoing that took place while it was under the aegis of the Department of Agriculture at that time. And what happened to the wrongdoers, whether there's been any of that 100 million rand that have been recouped. So I would like to ask, Chair, that we should actually broaden the scope of this presentation to also include that particular issue. We cannot have a situation, Chair, where something gravely goes wrong and something happens but we are not aware of what has happened. Never brought to us. And it was at the time when it was reporting to the Department of Agriculture. So, Chairperson, I'm asking that we ask what are their, that they talking of seeking further capitalization from government, from the Treasury, which may be a good thing or it might not be a good thing. We should be informed about what it is exactly since it impacts on agricultural activity in the country. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Chairperson. The Minister also made an announcement yesterday that the amendment bill to the Marine Living Resources Act went through Cabinet, I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday, and or it was Tuesday or Monday that it went through Cabinet when they were in a meeting, or last Thursday when they had a meeting. But she said that she's calling on Parliament to support it, but I don't see it anywhere in this agenda of ours. It will have to be done before the end of the year, because those fishing rights need to be given out before the end of the year. So if we don't deal with it before the end of the year, then there's going to be a big problem. I don't know if you maybe can give us information on it. It will take us quite some time to deal with that issue. It won't be a one-day or two-day business. It's an amendment bill. And if we have a bill, we can't go overseas.
I'm just trying to check in my mind the issue that I raised by honourable member APA. If it is not going to be correct for us to engage COPA to find out what actually happened on the matter that is raising, rather than us for discussing them in this meeting that is coming tomorrow.
To an extent, you know, if our land bank dealing with those issues, you know, my quick response to Mr. Abraham would be it's a matter of still under sub judice. And I quote my story.
Yes, what happened always.
Sure. What I'm trying to impress upon is for us to find another way of dealing with this issue. That's what Mr. Kala is raising. So that we are able to get on to the real issues, because you know, a lot of things are happening in that direction, but it's not coming to the fore. Perhaps if we were to attempt this route, it shall, you know, yield some result. Let's take that route. Otherwise, that's how generally, you know, Lenberg has been dealing with, you know, this matter. You know, simple response, method of substituting. And we cannot go beyond that. The point raised by Mr. Pandalen is a straightforward one. The department, you know, met with the minister. Let's also impress upon our common secretariat that when such misunderstanding indications come through, let's, you know, share that information to all the members. Because I only assumed that other members did receive invitations, especially the one I went who is the one in Bobo. You know, on my way there, I called Mrs. Julius Maswane, because that's the area where she comes from. And later I got to know that she was not informed about that program there at Maswane. That's quite a beautiful program, you know. It was harvesting of maize, also some, you know, four dams there with fish, four fish, you know, three cattle fish. There's a collaboration between that and the University of Mpopo. So that we are able to go to this, you know, Mpambisane program.
they have the communities where the, you know, that program goes to, they get to be very, very happy and excited, I'm not telling you. It's then that they begin to say, you know, our government is really working hard, it's doing so much good, you know, for us. They're not talking politics, they're talking something that they are feeling and experiencing, you know. If they care less about, you know, what is being said out there. All what they are experiencing is that, you know, this ANC government is doing something so cool for them. You know, that's the language you hear whenever you go and wherever you go. I think we are done, if I'm not mistaken. Oh yes, the MLRA. Oh yeah, I was actually saying. Okay. I think the issue of Facebook was when the minister did indicate that, oh yeah, that's how it came by, this Masbansan story. When we were there, it's quite certain she's going to come, she's got a whole, you know, schedule of a program, you know, for legislation on this specific one. Mm-hmm. He was meant to be this week, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
This week
is I know. It was meant to be this week. So what I will propose to, we first write a letter, Albertina, you know, quite urgent, in first and foremost department, you know, to bring, I would even imagine that thing, that letter, well, that communication should be in the speaker's office, I don't know.
I just want to ask, you know, time being such a scarce commodity, especially here, is it possible that we write to Shkoba and ask Shkoba whether they are willing to give us a report on what happened to the misdemeanors at the land bank, which caused it to be placed before Treasury. All we need is just a report here about what happened and what is happening. That's point number one. Point number two, Jeff.
And the quick one on that one is that we had agreed with Mr. Kellett raised point.
Yeah, but he suggested that we could meet with Scopa.
Yeah.
But by the time you meet them, say it's going to be the end of the year, because, you know, they're also very busy. Perhaps if we could request something in writing, we'll probably get some of their reports, and that will satisfy me. I mean, there's nothing else Scopa can do about it. Chairperson, game farming. We haven't really looked at that particular issue. And now when you hear that Mala Mala is being bought out for R1 billion, and the current owners of Mala Mala are going to be entering into a contract to run it again. I don't understand which way we are moving, Chair. And you know what we are busy doing, Chair? We are saying that land was taken by people, well, the government of the day at that time, given to people with a lighter skin, and all right, they got it at that time much cheaper. They developed it, understood. But by Jove, that place could now be worth R1 billion. Heaven helps us. What we are busy doing is we are actually giving that particular person a double reward. How do they make R1 billion out of the taxpayers of this country? And he or they got it at a very reasonable figure many years ago. If you look at the capitalization on it, it cannot be that they spend so much money on it that they are now entitled to a profit of hundreds of millions of rand. A final example I want to give you, sir. In the Lowveld, there were banana farms which were under claim. Those banana farms were bought out by the state. And for a pittance, in terms of the sort of rental that that person has to pay, they rented it back to that farmer. That farmer then went and bought out about 15 farms in the Free State. And now, a couple of months ago, around about March, that farmer is still farming the bananas on the other side at Kwantepoort. But you sold the Free State farms to the government.
Okay.
At those 15 farms for a total of about 120 million rand. And when the guy bought them about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he paid less than half of the amount that he's now getting back from the government. Is this what we are for, Chair? To help those that benefit in the past and to make them benefit now and also in the future. Is that where taxpayers' money must go? We need to have a meeting with Rural Development Chair to exactly know what is happening. And Rural Development Chair, if you want to see much gebangers, they are in the Rural Development. Because what is happening, Chair, is many of those farms, they will tell you that they've got so-called strategic partners. And those strategic partners are going to run those farms. I don't understand how that works, Chair. But what I do understand, that somebody in the process is making not a quick buck, millions of bucks. And our people there, who are employed on the farm, when the farm was owned by the gentleman from Komatipur, those people are now in the streets, and they are filling up the makhubus in the nearest town. That's what is happening. So, We get these few successful ones, and we have talked about them, Chair, but there are hundreds, if not thousands of our people that are roaming the streets without work. The poor people have no skills, and they are placed at the mercy of somebody that would give them some or other handout. We, Chairperson, are not spending that budget that is meant to develop our people in terms of agriculture. What we are doing is we are paying millions because there is a arthritis hand that receives part of it. And those are some of the officials of rural development. You look at the kind of cars they come along with in rural areas. Mercedes Benzes, Volkswagen, not 4x4s, BMWs. We've seen them. We've seen them on the last visit that we were in the Free State. And I think I told Mama Twala on that day, look at this young fellow driving around an expensive 750,000 in motor car, coming to harm. So, Chairperson, we need to seriously look at these things. Otherwise, it's going to boomerang on our whole plan, because we are not busy empowering people. We are busy empowering those that already have a lot, and they're getting more. Thank you. Mama,
I'll just disagree in that we want to interact with the committee. We want the committee to come in front of this committee. Because the report, we can't talk to the report. They must come. Thank you.
The rural development or SCOPA?
SCOPA.
We took, I think Mama was referring to land
bank.
Let's see how far can we go with SCOPA, bearing in mind the edges of the issues. If it means pressuring them to join us when we meet with land bank, so be it. So we shall have to try and see how far we can go with the COP. All of this, you know, being at the top of mind. And the last one, research to, again, on the amendment to the Marine Livering Source, it is something that we have to speed up. If nothing has happened, I don't know. You never know. By now, probably the correspondence is already, you know, current. We don't know. But this is something that we have to impress upon the department. Again, it is in their interest because time is not on our side. It is not on their side as well. You wanted to say something, Avita? I think members, we are done for now, unless we really have fallen in love with long meetings. Meetings at end. Thank you. We'll meet more in the morning tonight.